Jean-Michel Aupert is Professor of Nutrition at University Pierre et Marie Curie and also works at the Department of Nutrition in the Hospital Pitié-Salpêtrière in Paris. Professor, you've pointed out the importance of comorbidities next to overweight as an indicator for the mortality risk. Can you detail this a bit further?
There is increasing evidence showing that in some instances, overweight itself is not associated with increased mortality. And so I think it's important to keep in mind that the deleterious effects are mostly seen in the obese or severely obese patients. And for those who are less severely obese, it's when they have comorbidities associated with overweight or moderate obesity that you can see an effect on mortality. So this gives specific type of individuals to focus on, either those with relatively severe obesity or those with less severe obesity but with comorbidities.
Can you give some examples of the comorbidities that you are referring to and how these may affect treatment?
You have metabolic problems. The first one is type 2 diabetes, but there are other metabolic problems like dyslipidemia, hypertension. Then you have cardiovascular disease, you have sleep apnea, you have joint problems, and many others. I really think that treatment should focus on the real, on the severe obese cases, or on the less severe obese cases, but with comorbidities. The treatment of these diseases when they exist. There is really a need to define what are the goals, what are the criteria for success? What is the risk-benefit balance? And to redefine the strategy that we will use.
It's well known that weight loss can improve a number of factors of metabolic health. However, there are particular cases, as you've explained to us, in which weight loss may not be beneficial for health. Can you take us through the cases that you've mentioned today?
Sometimes weight loss may be bad. This may depend on a number of factors, which are first the intention to lose weight, this is very important, the composition of the weight loss, perhaps the location of the weight loss, but it's not so well known, and also the method used for weight loss. So for intention, of course, we know that if weight loss is non-intentional, it really means that there must be an underlying disease, and this is of great concern. So it has nothing to do with voluntary weight loss. Second, for the body composition, of course, what is aimed for with weight loss is to lose body fat and not to lose fat-free mass. So what is known is that the relative deficit in fat-free mass with weight loss will depend on a number of factors. One is your initial body fat. So the less fat you are when you lose weight, then you will lose a lot of fat-free mass, pointing to the fact that it might not be such a good idea to lose weight when you are not so fat. And the second issue is the caloric deficit. And it's known that with increasing caloric deficit, there will be increasing fat-free mass loss. And so this, I think, should be avoided as much as possible. And the method used for weight loss, we know that surgery is increasing used to treat obesity. And this is true all over Europe. So it's very important to better know the composition of weight lost after surgery. And so there is some evidence that if dietary intake is maintained and there is some physical exercise, then the composition of the weight loss will be mostly fat mass, which is the aim of the procedure.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.